podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Boxing Voice Radio. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, hashtag TBV podcast. We are back. Mayweather, McGregor, more talk, more scandal, more drama. What you wanted has been approved. The Nevada Athletic Commission has said yes to this 8-ounce glove petition that one Matthew Hunter said would never happen. Egg on that face again. We are here to talk about the 8-ounce gloves being approved for the mega showdown between Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. 8-ounce gloves are approved. Officials have been chosen. Referee has been chosen. So it's 10 days away, ladies and gentlemen, and we will have one megastar. Let's head on out to the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out now. The main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. Obviously, Robert Byrd was named as the referee as well. The Athletic Commission, Nevada State Athletic Commission, had their hearing today. And a lot of things were finalized, the referees, the judges, and of course, what size gloves they're using. And that's sort of been a storyline, as we've known since the media workouts. Both Leonard Ellaby and the guys at the UFC PR team were talking about how the fight needs to be at 8 ounces because it leads to a knockout. They got their way. They, I don't know what happened. I don't know how they did it. Maybe just the clout of Mayweather and McGregor, those two guys basically owning Vegas in terms of sports. They got their way again, as per usual, and they changed the gloves against the ruling of the ABC. And obviously, their own medical team, I believe, even said you should keep 10-ounce gloves for this fight. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is going forward, if it has any effects for the fight. Can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers.
Well, Matt, Dan Rayfield, the biggest boxing writer out of ESPN, was not content. He went on to tweet out and just question why vote on a rule, you know, like why have rules if you're going to break them anyway, is really Rayfield's issue with this all. I don't know. I think you took your crow. I don't know. It was kind of light there. I mean, you thought that the 8-ounce wouldn't happen because anything.
I never said that.
Whoa.
Wait, when did I say that?
We had the show.
I said this fight wouldn't happen months and months ago. Yeah, I never said that.
Days ago. I know. Look, it's a lot of butt. I hear you. Days ago, when we were talking about the possibility, the fact that they both were putting into the, and you were like, it doesn't matter. 54-pound fights is always 10 ounces.
Oh, you're right. No, you are right. I forgot about that, actually. No, you're right.
I always forget when you're wrong, but it's okay.
Because it's so few and far between, so you have to remember them.
And I have to highlight them.
I didn't think it would happen, but also don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, to be completely honest,
Yeah, that, but this is according to your study that says it doesn't matter the size of the gloves, they're still going to punch the same power.
No, no, I'm not the same. It's a very marginal difference. It's a very marginal difference between the size of gloves. And that's between, I believe it was a 10-ounce glove and a 4-ounce glove, which is an MMA glove. That was a marginal difference. So obviously a 10-ounce to an 8-ounce is a marginal difference. Is there a difference? Yes. Can that difference be used by bigger men? Absolutely. Are either of these guys really that guy? That big guy to really use the difference in the 2 ounces in glove size to equal a knockout? I doubt it. I think if we're going to get a knockout, it was going to happen regardless of the size of the gloves, to be completely honest. This is a PR stunt, to be completely honest. This is a PR stunt through the Athletic Commission and getting the casuals to think there's more of a chance of getting a knockout, to be completely honest. This is Mayweather at 100% going, yes, let's get the casuals in more. Let's get them more bought in. You know, let's get them to buy into McGregor with every bit. And this is just another tick off the chart for what you can do to get casuals in. And if anything, to me, this leads more credence to my idea that this fight's going all 12. Because think about it. Is that not the Mayweather thing to do? To get the casuals hooked in to get, you guys are going to get a knockout because we're going to 8 ounces. And then he goes and puts on a clinic for 12 rounds. Like, that's a Mayweather thing to do.
Well,
just being honest.
I honestly, you know how I feel. I don't want any type of 12-ounce, especially not after, 12 rounds, especially not after they've made all this fuss about 8-ounce and 10-ounce gloves. I think that people... more MMA fans will get hyped up about this. They'll feel Conor's closer to his glove size. You know, boxing fans, it's like, whatever. You know, for Floyd, it's nothing. He's fought an 8-ounce at 47, you know. Does this sway the betting line? Can you check? Has it already changed things?
I can check right now. Hold on.
I wonder, have people started to dump more money on Conor now, believing, oh, the bigger man, he's fought as high as 175. You know, he's going to have 8 ounces now. He's used to knocking people out with 4. The thing is that Conor said something that a lot of his fans need to kind of replay in their mind over and over again. He said that there's a difference between this and MMA, and that difference is that when he, quote-unquote, knocks Floyd down in the first round, he's going to have to give him 10 seconds to recover. He can't bounce his head off the canvas. Now, that's true. So, you know, Floyd, we seen him get hit by Sugar Shane Mosley, who was, you know, just one of the world's best in boxing for sure. First ballot Hall of Fame, I believe, right? He landed that perfect right hand. People have it in their, you know, highlight reels all over. But Floyd was able to recover, you know. Are those couple of years? He's really not 40 yet, right? Isn't he just like 39 still? He's just calling the 40 for this fight. I mean, I don't know. These guys, do anything. I think they do what they did in terms of garner attention and suck in the casual, like you said.
There's a slight difference in the odds. I mean, you're talking about 25 points of difference between August 12th and today, August 16th, when the news came out. So there's a slight difference. Let's see if maybe in a week or a few days, if it's even more. Obviously, the news is still fresh. It is breaking news today. So it may take 24 hours, really, to have an influx of betting for maybe the Irish market, the UK market as well.
Yeah, man. I'm shocked. I mean, not shocked because it's Floyd, right? It's Floyd. It's Las Vegas. I mean, he does what he wants, and he probably knows best. You know, they probably got a generous contribution from Floyd to make sure this happened because it's going to sell more tickets. It's going to sell more pay-per-views. You know, people believing in that hype. I don't think there's much more to talk about unless you want to name
There's one thing I really want to address, and we sort of slightly touched on it and moved away from it really fast, was Dan Rayfield's idea about the rules and how can we go against the rules and what's the point in having rules, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dan's also the type to applaud the VADA programs, like the WBC program with VADA, which in every rule book you can read, it says there that it's up to the discretion of that board, the VADA board, the WBC board. They can change the rules according to their discretion. So we have that widespread in the sport where the rules can change at a moment's dime. It happens in the sanctioning bodies, happens with the drug testing, and now it's happening with athletic commissions. And let's be honest, it's been happening for a very long time. So nothing's new here, Dan. Like, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, or I know Big Dan is very upset about this fight. I know he's been hating on Mayweather McGregor this entire time. Maybe that has something to do with his perspective on this event. But this is nothing new. Rules have been changing for the A-sides, for the stars, for decades, if not a century. So, sorry, the system we have is the system we have. Either change the system or stop bitching about it, in my opinion.
I mean, I think he's entitled to voice his opinion, especially as a writer. And when, even though rules are broken or have been broken, someone should say something when they are, right? I mean, if they're not
broken, that's the thing. There's so many clauses in all of these rule sets, all of these regulations that say these rules can change up to the discretion of the board, whether it be the WBC board, whether it be the VADA board.
But Matt, if they're going against their 10-ounce rule and now implementing a 8-ounce rule because of whatever petitions, camps, axing, they're still breaking their rule.
Not
their
necessarily. Rule is, I don't know that the Nevada State Athletic Commission's particular rule set. I assume they're copying the ABC's rule set of boxing. There's really I think there is clauses in there about these rules can change up to the athletic commission board, that they can decide whether these things should be applied or not.
Yeah, but it's universal. Junior middleweights fight in 10 ounces.
Not necessarily. Every commission's its own castle, in a sense.
I hear you.
We've had numerous commissions actually break away from the ABC this year.
Dude, we understand that. But generally, all the fights that we watch, if you're 54 and above, you're in 10, right?
Of course.
All right.
But those guys don't deserve, not deserve, sorry, that's the wrong word. Those guys don't merit, I'm using air quotes here, merit the rule to be changed up to their discretion. Not the fighter's discretion, the board's discretion, because they're not big enough. Mayweather and McGregor are big enough to where that clause all of a sudden applies to where the rules can change because they want to make money. Just a fact.
I mean, you're arguing technicality because I'm saying they
broke. I'm not really arguing against you.
You're saying they didn't break the rules. They bent.
They didn't. There's a clause in there that says they can change the rules. It's up to their discretion whether these rules are applied or not. It's in all these rules and regulations.
Let's go out to the callers and see how they feel about this. I'm going to go to the sponsors and then jump out to the phone lines. You know the number, and if you don't, it's 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time so that you can obviously call in and give your opinion. We'll go right out to you. And all our international callers, do not forget to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NESTORGIBBS. Come here to the overlay on YouTube and look for the spelling. We're going to go out to the callers now.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to Coach Mitty in the UK. What's going on, Mitty? Where you at? World traveler.
Three. Yo, what's up, Ness? What up, Max? I'm in London. To be honest, I don't have much to say on the topic. I'm just listening to see what people are thinking, but I don't really think it will make a difference. It's surprising that they broke the rules, but, the size of the globe should not make much of a difference. As you said, Floyd is used to fighting an 8, can take a shot from someone wearing 8-ounce gloves. And Conor is obviously used to fighting in 4 ounces, so it's better for him to get closer to that. But it won't matter, so I don't, that's my opinion, and I'm just interested in other people's opinions.
363.
Yeah.
team. All right, Coach, thanks for calling in. Put yourself on mute. We're going to go out to some other guys here on the line. Let me get out to Rob in the UK, a.k.a. Robbie Hearn.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got
Why the world is on that night, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWords.com.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
All right, all right.
Yeah, good. I just want to pick up on, you said Dan, how do you say his surname, Rafael or whatever, with him saying about the rule change and how they've changed their mind. But I don't know whether his point is regarding the statement that came out originally when they declined the choice of going to eight, because in the statement it says about fighters' safety. And for them to just change their minds, does that mean they're putting the fighters' safety, you know, to the back and not worrying about it anymore? I just wonder if that was his point, or whether he's just having a gripe about, you know, boxing commissions or whatever, changing rules generally. But for them to say in a statement that they're 10-ounce gloves for a reason, for boxers, our athletes are our main concern and all that, and then they go, actually, yeah, we'll do eight. You know, it just seems a bit strange to me. But as far as the actual glove size, I personally, you know, not experienced enough to know whether it's an issue or not. But like Floyd's used to it, and I think Conor wears 4 ounce or whatever in UFC. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know if they're just hoping they want to get a knockout in this big blockbuster fight or what. But yeah, that's my point, really. I just wondered if it was to do with fighters' safety or not, if they're changing their mind.
Well, all right, Rob, let me get to some other callers.
I'll answer his question. I don't remember that statement they first put out. So if they did put out a statement talking about fighter safety and this is why we're not going to change the rules, and then they went and changed the rules, that looks really bad. That looks really bad, because then it looks like you're not caring about the fighters. And in all honesty, the athletic commissions are the ones in the U.S. at least that are supposed to protect the fighters medically. They're the ones that test them for CTE and all that stuff. They're the ones that give them medical screenings. So if they're the ones that are not caring about it because it's money involved, then yeah, that looks bad, and it looks almost downright corrupt. But again, this is par for the course. Mayweather runs that commission. He's run it for, what, 15 years now, Ness? I mean, he always gets his way there. Like, this is not surprising. This is nothing new. No matter who is the head of that board, he runs that commission.
Surprising to you. You didn't think Floyd would get it done.
Shut up.
Let's go out to some other callers. Remember, you guys can call in 1-425-569-5241. We're going out to Las Vegas, the home of the delusional rock star, Robert Ortiz.
A very good afternoon to you, gentlemen. A very good evening to you guys in the United Kingdom. Yeah, man, fucking money talks, dude. Money fucking talks. You know, now that I'm in the fight game, I see how it works, dude. I see how it works. You bitch enough. Someone calls you out enough times, you got to put your manhood on the line. And that's what Floyd did. But listen, so Conor McGregor, you know, he gets Paulie Malignaggi talking shit, and he's like, I could fight him with one hand tied around my back. Now all of a sudden, and Paulie's my boy, now all of a sudden Paulie needs a whole training camp to beat him in sparring, because he claims he's out of shape, when he used to be able to do it with one hand, but now he has to be in shape and all this stuff. So yeah, that's what happens when you call someone out. And then now Conor McGregor says he wants smaller gloves. Well, he got what he wants, but at the end of the day, the story is, fuck, man, money fucking talks, dude. The commission, their integrity in this sport compared to any other sport, it's like ridiculous. Like, they just don't care, right? It's just like, okay, Floyd, whatever the fuck you want, man. You want all of a sudden random drug testing? Cool. You got it, man. Oh, you want cutoff dates? Yeah, cool. Whatever you want, dude. You got it. It's like, they just like, I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. Like, I just don't understand how he can just change like a rule that's been in place for so long just like that. That doesn't make sense, you know? And especially like, you know, when you think about like female fighters and stuff, when they be struggling, like I'm sure like a lot of, not that the talent pool's as big as with the guys, but I'm sure they would like love to be able to use smaller gloves. There'd be more knockouts, therefore they'd be more exciting and just be something new for the sport. Just like in MMA, the girl fights are exciting too because, you know, there's knockouts. It'd be more exciting, and they struggle and they want that kind of that sort of opportunity to knock each other the fuck out, to put on a show so that more people be interested in them and they could make fucking money. But instead, you just get a guy that already brings in the money and says, hey, let's use smaller gloves. All right, cool. You got it. Whatever the fuck you want. I don't know. It's just how it works, man. It's money fucking calls all the shots, doesn't it?
Sure does. Rob, really quick, I'm going to go to some other callers. I'm going to read a quote here from Bob Bennett, courtesy of our junior editor there, Rob. He says, these regulations are in place for the health and safety of the athlete, which is the utmost importance to the commission. NASSAC executive director Bob Bennett told ESPN, our regulations already outline the appropriate glove size according to the contracted weight of the fight. So it is just like you and Rob said. Well, Rob reminded you that, you know, Nevada had already said, no, look, we're sticking with the 10s because the 10s are what is safe for our fighters. We're going to go out to some other callers here. Let me get to the milkman in Atlanta on the line with us.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Right hand. Down goes Kirkland. Step me up.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yo, man, the milkman is back. You know, the whole thing with the gloves, man, it's all about putting cheeks in seats and people in front of the TV, man. Whatever they can do to sell tickets, it's all driven by money, man. The Nevada State Athletic Commission, everybody is going to reap the benefits of this fight some way, somehow. It's in Nevada. So you best believe they want to do everything they can to make these fighters happen. Now, what's interesting is, after the 8-ounce gloves had been determined to be the gloves that they were fighting in, the betting odds changed. And I believe Conor is now less of an underdog than Judah was, than McDonough and Cotto. So that just shows you, man, it's all strategy, baby. It's all strategy. I'm gone.
All right, Milkman. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Mike Jerry 760. Mike Jerry, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm just listening, fellas.
All right, Mike, we're going down to Marcus in D.C. Talk to us.
Yo, man, real quick, Nevada Athletic Commission Rule 467.427, NRS 467.030, Article 5, for contests or exhibitions of boxing and kickboxing, each unarmed combatant must wear gloves that weigh not less than 8 ounces and not more than 10 ounces, except that the commission will set the weight of the gloves to be used in the championship contest. So seeing as this is not a championship contest, it is arguable that you can agree to it in the contract, and as long as it falls between the Nevada Athletic legislation that I just read, and that is from the Nevada United States legislation, that as long as the gloves are between 8 to 10 ounces, it's negligible up to the fighters, unless it's for a championship fight, in which the rules you all are talking about have to be enforced, supposedly. Supposedly. For anyone who doesn't understand that boxing is about the power of promoters and money and act like they're just getting this epiphany right now on that lean and that good drug, please let me know where you at, because the shit diluted around here. Number three, I always thought that the strategy of Mayweather going up to 154 to make sure that he got a 10-ounce glove was a strategy used to mitigate Conor's punching power. But the fact that if he were going to allow 8-ounce gloves, I swore he would have dragged him down to 147, where he would have weight drained Conor as much as Conor say, I fight at 145, that if that were the case, that Mayweather would mitigate giving him the 8-ounce gloves if he could weight drain him. But to give him 154 and the 8 ounces ponders me, but I also know that Mayweather gives up nothing for nothing. So if he's doing it, there's a strategy behind it. It is not to get anything for Conor or for the fans. There's something that he's doing it for. I have yet to figure out what it is, but the gloves can be changed if both parties agree to it, as long as it's not a championship fight. It's the Nevada legislative government enforced and not yet codified, but some of it, but it's okay if they do it, basically, right? That's my call, DC in the building. I'm out. Boxing Voice for Life.
Marcus, thanks for calling in. Great call, as always. It's a wonder. Well, it's no wonder why he got that award. We're going to Jimmy. Talk to us.
Yo, am I on?
You're on.
Hey, man, I just want to say a few shows ago, I remember you guys were talking about the glove size when it first came out, and I remember Matt Bayless talking about there is no difference in the gloves from 8 to 10 or 16, and he was talking about how there was no difference, and now he's saying there's a difference. I just don't understand. I want to know his real take on that. But also I want to say that, I mean, the fight is already such a spectacle and it's already such a circus. Why not let him go ahead and use 8-ounce gloves? I mean, it's not like it's a real fight like a Triple G or Canelo fight. Then I could see there's a serious issue, but I mean, it's already not a serious fight, man. It's all just to put, like the other dude said, just to put asses in seats and just to get pay-per-view buys. It don't mean nothing. But if it is going to help anybody, I think it's going to help McGregor based on the fact that he's already used to using smaller gloves anyways. That's all I got to say.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, Jimmy. But how could it not help Floyd, who's had about, I don't know, 46 fights in 8 ounces?
He asked me a question. What my thoughts are about the glove change. Sports Science did a documentary on this a while ago. I mean, we're talking about maybe a decade ago. They tested a 10-ounce boxing glove and a 4-ounce MMA glove. And I rough numbers here. The boxing glove did 760-something PSI. The MMA glove did 740-something PSI. So you're talking about a 20 PSI difference at the 700 range. So we're talking about a very marginal difference from 10-ounce to 4-ounce. So I'm assuming that 10-ounce to 8-ounce is even a smaller difference. So, yes, there is a small difference because of the glove being literally smaller, so the point of impact is smaller, but it's marginal. It's very small. We're talking about, I can do the math right now, but we're talking about maybe what? Less than 1% of difference?
I don't know, man. I've seen the difference, obviously, in my gym. Wellington Romero, the 147-pounder for Rock Nation, he's about to have a fight. He's in 8 ounces. They look small. And
yes, they do.
Coach Terrific today was reminding him when he was sparring that, you know, when he's in the clinch, keep his head on the guy's shoulder or as close as possible, because in those 8 ounces, shots can loop around easier. You know, you think you're guarding in your high guard, but then they come around the side because it's less cushion, obviously, from a 16-ounce sparring glove and definitely from a 10.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about what sort of power can you translate through that glove.
I understand. You're only concerned with power, but knockouts don't only happen from, you know, a person throwing them. It's also someone trying to.
But that's the science we're talking about. We're talking about science. We're not talking about opinions or conjecture, or anecdotal evidence. We're talking about what is the math to these gloves. When you throw a punch, is it harder? Yes, very small, though. It's a very small difference. So sorry if I go hyperbolic and say it's not a difference, because it's a small difference. But yeah.
Young Cantu, what's up, my friend?
What's up, big dog? It's
It's the Cam Man 2, baby. Let's go, champ. Yo, we out here. I just came from the Kodo media workout, man. He looks pretty sharp. Kind of anxious to get back in the ring after Kirkland bailed out on him. But he looks poised. He looks primed. He looks ready to go. As far as the topic at hand, I think that's irrelevant, man. I think, like the previous callers said, it's just there to sell tickets. And I think it'll drop the money line down a little bit. So that's good if you're trying to bet on Mayweather. So hopefully these suckers buy into it, man. So throw a little more bread on them. But that's my call. And, you know, we working out here at West Coast. Let's go.
I heard y'all hot, but that, you know, we'll talk about that on a Border Wars show. You know, those gloves, everyone is acting like it's like even you're like it's marginal, right? But there was a rule for and you know, again, other than situations like this, high profile people of power of note, they usually don't change that rule. So
here's my very quick rebuttal to that point. Boxing, especially combat sports in general, are very archaic rule set in sports. We still outlaw weed in sports. Overall, that's not even in just combat sports. That's in all sports. We still outlaw weed. Like, it matters. So there's a ton of rules in sports in general, in boxing in general, that are stupid and make no sense.
Well, it does matter because marijuana could be used as a masking agent. So you could actually be taking something else and smoking.
What can it mask? What study have you seen that
says that? Look it up.
No. You show it. You bring out a fact without any evidence. You have to bring the evidence to support your fact.
Look it up.
I don't have to look it up. You're the one that brought it up.
Going on to Tony, Texas. Talk to us. You're the producer. You're supposed to look it up.
You're the one that brings it up, so you should have that fact. You should have the URL.
Yo, can I talk? Y'all still talking?
You can go, Tony.
Hey, so anyway, let me explain something marginal. That's the dumbest argument ever, because let me put it in perspective, all right? Let's take it away from fighting, but let's use weight because it's easy comparison to see the idea. Let's say your maximum bench is only 315 pounds. If I put 1 pound over that 315, your chest is going to cave in, because that marginal amount makes a big difference when it's 316 pounds now, because it's over your threshold. So, yes, marginal things can make a huge difference. Now, 10-ounce gloves, way smaller. I mean, 8-ounce gloves are way smaller than 10-ounce, like 10 smaller than 12-ounce, because you have to think of the fabric that's going into the glove, whether it be foam, etc., whatever they make it out of, how much fabric it actually takes to make that weight. So therefore, you lose a lot of padding. Now, sports science, yes, I agree with you. They said there's only about 20 pounds of difference per square inch, but that's in a lab that's not tested. So therefore, in a fight, you have padding being worn down with every single punch. They didn't do that. These weren't gloves used after 12 rounds of fighting. These were fresh gloves, never beat down. So when you beat a glove down, it's going to even be less padding over the knuckles, which means more bone-to-bone action. On top of that, I feel like this is a huge advantage for Mayweather. Huge. This does not benefit Conor McGregor at all, because when you give a guy less padding that's going to hit you more, you're going to take more damage now than you would have. This isn't going to favor Conor. Conor's already slowed down because he's going up in weight on his hand. So whereas Mayweather's losing weight on his hand. So now you're getting increased speed from one fighter because he's dropping down 2 ounces. And now his punches that might not have hurt you as bad are going to hurt you more, and he's going to hit you more. So therefore, my conclusion is Mayweather is going to knock him the fuck out even quicker. End of story.
Well, all right, Tony. Great call, my friend. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Northern California to Mr. Top Rank.
I won't deny it.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Showdown.
La 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 la.
BoxingVoice.com.
What's up, fellas?
What up, Lemon?
Let me tell you. It's a big mess, Matt. Let me tell you, man. As a $100 pay-per-view customer, I'm happy. Add some more excitement to this mega fight. Bring them on. Bring on the smaller gloves, man. It's only going to benefit Mayweather because he's going to be landing more, just like the caller just said. I mean, money makes the world go round, and that's why they had the rule change. I'm not shocked by the rule change. I mean, this entire fight is a rule change. I mean, we have a boxer fighting a UFC fighter. It's never been done. And it's all because of the revenue. It's all because of the revenue. So, like I said, as a pay-per-view buyer, I'm you know, welcoming it. Bring it in. And also, it is definitely a financial move by Mayweather, because that is just going to bring in more casuals, because they're going to think McGregor has more of a chance to beat Mayweather. And I got to say one more thing, man. I mean, Floyd is – he's giving a lot, man. He's doing the 154-pound. He's doing the smaller gloves. I mean, there should be no room for excuses after he wins this bout.
There's always going to be excuses, Lemon. There's always going to be excuses, but thanks for calling in.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
214-995, 214-995, first-time caller.
Yeah, no, it's Fugatti.
Oh, Fugatti.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Fugatti from Texas. Yeah, man, this change, I think it's more important than people think. Like, if you look at, like, different sports, baseball, you know, you're in the warm-up circle, they add weight to the bat so that they swing it faster when they take that weight off. Floyd is getting the advantage here. Like, Connor's already increasing the glove size by, you know, 100%, going to 8-ounce gloves from his 4-ounce gloves. And, I mean, he's gonna hit McGregor all night, like, at will. It's going to be a joke. I mean, we all know that. My fear is that, does this set a weird precedent going forward for money fights, like, where they're going to change the rules for these other fights, where they're going to start trying to bring in 8-ounce gloves? We've seen it in every other sport. Football, baseball. I mean, they try to make higher scoring matches to get more viewers. Like, that's my fear, that it'll change boxing somehow. These little weird changes. I mean, Rafael already said that, like, they did not consult the medical people on this. They made that change, and the medical professionals said that it's not a good change. McGregor could really get hurt here. I don't think it's a smart thing at all. That's really all I got.
All right, Fugatti, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Michael in Toronto. Talk to us. What's up, Super Producer?
Jose.
All right, we'll get to him after Michael in Toronto. Talk to us.
Are you talking to me?
We're talking to you, Michael.
Are you talking to me?
We're talking to you, Michael.
Oh, I'm in Vancouver, not Toronto, though.
Oh, well, that's the producer dropping the balls.
Anyways, it's pretty, shows you how powerful these two guys really are, right? Where they can really just do what they want in Vegas. I'll get that out of there. I really don't think the gloves are going to make much of a difference, unless with this question, will it be a difference swinging your arms around with the extra 2 ounces over the 12 rounds? Like, would your arms tire less with 10-ounce gloves over 8?
Man, that's interesting. I mean, it's less weight, so you got to assume it's going to be less stress.
That's what I thought, which would kind of benefit McGregor.
Well, Floyd, you mean, because he's accustomed.
I'm sure.
He's accustomed to going 12 with 8. Floyd is accustomed. All his fights are 47, bro. Anytime he fights at 47, he fights with 8-ounce gloves. This is nothing new to him. What's new is that he's fighting at 54.
Yeah, it's not going to make no difference for Floyd. I'm saying, is it going to help McGregor a little bit with the cardio on his arms, having a little bit lighter gloves?
I don't think – I think it's backwards. I think it's backwards because Conor has never worn 8, right? Not for a fight, let alone a professional fight. Mayweather has always –
been practicing in 10 for a long time.
Yo, put your money on Conor, B. I hear it already in your voice. Go for it, baby.
All right.
Just make sure you bet it, man. Don't regret it. You know, you don't want the day to come and Conor does pull the Mystic Mac and wins and you didn't bet. That's for sure. So we're going to go to Freddie in San Fernando Valley.
No.
Hey, what's going on, Ash?
Oh, shit. Anyway, go ahead, Freddie. We'll get to Jose in 1 minute. Sorry, Jose. I dropped the ball.
Oh, it's all what's good, Ness? How's everything going, brother? Doing good?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, that's good. I'm good, man. Thank you. Just here on my lunch break. But anyways, the dude, the last caller from Vancouver and shit, well, he sounded like he was a McGregor fan and whatever. Dude was not even making sense at all. Like, oh, yeah, Conor's been practicing with 10-ounce gloves. But this is a professional fight we're talking about. So first off, I don't know how McGregor's power is going to translate during a professional fight, let alone a boxing match, which he's never really been in one before. So, I mean, but other than that, man, I think, you know, obviously this is a money fight. So there, with those, with that change with 8-ounce gloves, I believe that's just for, you know, publicity, for, you know, casuals to come in and, you know, it'll get some type of attention. It's just, you know, to hype up the fight. But other than that, I mean, that's Mayweather's advantage. I think it's going to take him out even quicker because, like you said, Ness, at 140, Floyd has fought at 147, you know, and he's been using 8-ounce gloves, and this is nothing new to him. So, I mean, other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, all right. Hey, Matt, do you think that it's an advantage for either man, like based on the caller's reasoning?
No.
So, like Vancouver said, oh, well, you know.
That was interesting. I didn't think about that. The idea that it's just less weight on your arms. I think that's true. Like, you know, as I've sparred in 16-ounce gloves.
But who does that benefit? Does that benefit Floyd or does that benefit McGregor?
It's one of those where it sort of benefits both guys. You know what I mean? It's like both guys are sort of benefited by having less weight on their arms. But then again, it's, you know, I know, I forget who it was that shit on me for using the word marginal, but I think it's a marginal difference. Like it's stuff that, yeah, maybe in the ring, the guys feel a difference, but I think the outcome of the fight is not determined by the glove change in any way at all.
All righty then.
Jose, don't forget Jose, damn it.
Pessimistic man. I was about to forget Jose.
This I know you were. I know you.
Why we need a producer. You don't want to produce.
Wait, I just told you. What do you mean I'm doing my job? Get the fuck out.
Yo, you can bring him on. Hey, popping all this rose. Getting money like Jose. Chain cold. Norway. Shorty wants that for play. I'm like, no way. Got a rock like Coldplay. Chilling it. OJ. Getting cheese like Green Bay. Call me
Aaron Rodgers. Yo, thank you, Maddie, very much, man. I appreciate Maddie. He's a great man. That's right, Maddie. And I always have such cordial text messages back and forth. Appreciate it, man. Anyway, you know what? First of all, to debunk this Vancouver guy's theory, man, guys spar with 16-ounce gloves, man. So what the heck, man? It's not that big of a difference. I doubt it makes your arms so light that you throw machine gun punches, man. So I think that's a little bit exaggerated. Second of all, it's kind of like what the last caller said, which he actually spoke something that was actually intelligent. It's just money Mayweather, man, being the genius that he is. Like, look at this. He made one small change of the gloves, which really to him makes no difference. And now everyone's talking about the fight again, man. It's on ESPN. It's all over the place. I heard people talking about it. Oh, now McGregor's really going to beat him up because now the gloves are smaller. So all those Neanderthals, that's what I call them, right? Like the caveman out there, the MMA caveman, like those fans, they're actually going to believe now, even with more reason, that McGregor is going to knock him out, right? So I think through and through, it's just brilliant, man. And that's why boxing will never have another Mayweather, man, because people don't quite get it like he does, man. He's just so sharp. He's so smart. Like, MMA has it with Conor, but boxing's missing it, man. And I don't see any of the guys right now that are in line that have that same mind that Mayweather does, man.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
It's kind of true.
Well, the team of Koontz, Pacquiao, or Koontz, Bob Arum, and Freddie Roach have always been...
Hold on. Jose mentioned the new guys. Jose mentioned, like, the new generation of guys up here, like Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, Anthony Joshua, Canelo. They don't walk and run their shit like Mayweather does. They don't. It's just a little bit different. Canelo's the closest.
Broner was the only one, but
Broner doesn't win. He loses.
He can't back it up.
Yeah,
you can't back it up. Like, you know, and Pacquiao wouldn't even think of this, man. Pacquiao was dependent on Koontz
They would get it done. Don't forget they suck Cotto down and they suck Margarito down and they suck fucking Oscar down. They had their own negotiations.
But this isn't strategy to help Mayweather. This is strategy to sell the fight more. Like, that's what you're not seeing, man. Like, Mayweather is like, so now the fans, the boxing fans are more endeared with them because they're like, yeah, this guy's talking what we want to hear. He's going to knock the sucker out. And the regular fans are saying, finally, McGregor's going to be able to kill him. They're no longer fighting with these pillowcases or these pillows, right? So he's just promoting it in such a way that he's going to sell the fight. Like, if Mayweather was in the situation that Canelo and Triple G were or are, he would do a much better job to put more shine on him than those two guys are. You know, those two guys are helpless. They can't do anything to promote their fight any better. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's only one Mayweather, and, you know, we're going to miss him when he's gone, man. That's it. That's all I got, boys. Peace.
Well, that's because Rigondeaux doesn't know how to speak English. I'm just saying. I mean, talk to us.
I'm going to make this quick. The size of the gloves don't mean, I mean, Jose hit it on the head. The size of the gloves don't mean shit. It's more hype. And kind of, I feel like Floyd, the closer we get to the Canelo Triple G fight is when he's dropping these bombs. So my daughter said it best. Y'all heard her. She said, McGregor's getting knocked the fuck out. If it was bare knuckles, then it would be similarly. I know, baby. If it was bare knuckles, right? Okay. If it's not bare knuckles, McGregor's not doing shit. He's going to get knocked the fuck out. That's my call.
All right. I mean, well, thanks for calling in.
Very quickly. Go back to Ali.
Back to who?
Ali.
Ali and Dago? Mm-hmm. You talking about Ali? From Dago? Ali Kumbaye. Ali Kumbaye. Thank God
that nigga seen another day. To me, Ali. I thought it was only Ali.
Maybe. You never know, man. The show keep growing.
That's true. Yeah, but how y'all doing, though, Boston Voice? I'll make it short. I said even when it was 10-ounce gloves, Mayweather would stop McGregor because McGregor's never had a pro boxing fight and he's never went 12. So I don't see how he can go 12 rounds in his first pro fight, especially him missing a lot of punches. That's going to get him tired. And then the body shots and counter punches to the face Mayweather's going to hit him with. It just comes to common sense, man. And now with 8-ounce gloves, he stands no chance. I got Mayweather stopping McGregor in 4 rounds. Anybody say this fight goes the distance, don't know shit about boxing. I'm sorry. That's just facts. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Well, then Connor knows a lot about boxing. He said it won't last past 4 either. We got Young Sal. What up?
Iron Sal, dog. But Iron. I live for life.
Damn, so you dropping the Mike Tyson thing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? If anybody's on Patreon, they'll understand, but I'm going to save that for Patreon. Anyways, what's the official weight in my trip? Am I right? It's like at 153, 154?
Yep.
All right. I just honestly think, bro, it's just Floyd, being real smart about it. Think about it. Floyd's the A-side. He's calling every shot in this fight that he wants. Why would Floyd go up a little bit more than what he usually fights in at 147? Why? Because he's trying to bring up that muscle, some of that power. Why is he trying to bring the glove size down? Because he's trying to make his fucking hits out. Now, I know a lot of people say Floyd hasn't knocked nobody out in years and all this and all that. But those are pro fighters that he fought. I feel that Floyd knows Connor, and he knows that Connor, even in his UFC fights, it looks like he gets gassed out towards the end of the round if he goes that long. So he's just going to take him in deep waters and drown him. That's all I'm feeling about it. And he's going to whip that ass, and he's going to TKO him. All my bets, I got nothing but bets, and all my bets, I said Floyd, either Floyd's going to TKO him or knock him out. If he wins by decision, I still lose. That's how confident that I know that Floyd's going to get in there and stop his ass. I mean, that's that. Let me put in my Patreon plug real quick, man. So all you guys listening, if you're new and stuff, if you guys don't know about Border Wars, if you don't know about it, hop on it. Because it's getting real exciting. New fighters every day. You see your boy. You see me out there. You know what I mean? A little rusty, but believe me, hard work, double time. And I'm going to keep posting. My blog's coming soon. And everybody stay up, man. Tune in.
Sal, can't wait for the vlog to come through. We going to – Matt, I think it's time, bro. We're going to have to switch this to drive-by, bro. We're getting too many. I got to go. We got to go.
Drive-by!
You heard that sound, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear that, you get 45 seconds to get it off your chest. 281-462. 281-462. First-time caller?
Yo, what's good? Nah, man, I actually called, the last time I called this was like a few years ago for Mayweather Guerrero, but it's good to see y'all still going strong, man. Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Go ahead, brother.
My question is, man, like, why is Dan Raphael hating on the fight so much? And the thing I don't understand is you got fights like Canelo, Chavez, you got Ward, Kovalev that didn't really do good on pay-per-view and didn't really get the attention. And you got a fighter like Mayweather that came back to the sport and he's bringing all this attention back to boxing. Like, why is people hating on his fight so much?
Because it's not an official boxing match, right? Like, it's a guy that's 0-0 versus the best.
Bringing attention to the sport.
Yeah, but we're
bringing attention to the sport.
So you want him to turn a blind eye?
Like Ward and Kovalev that said it again.
I said, so you want him to turn a blind eye and not say what it is?
But what I'm saying is boxing is still benefiting from this.
All right, so if you were a writer, how would you write this? What would you say? Hey, it's not the best fight, but we're still benefiting?
It's a boxer going against a MMA fighter. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, for the past few months, boxing really haven't been relevant since Mayweather came back and fight McGregor. That's the harsh reality of this fight. So, you know, it is what it is. And let's be real. You know I'm telling the truth.
Didn't Canelo just own a million buys?
He sure did. I mean, again, from a casual standpoint, 281, what's your name?
M-Rock,
where you calling from?
Houston.
M-Rock from Houston, right? I got that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 973. 973-246, first time caller? 973. Yes.
Yes.
First time calling?
Yeah. This is my second time calling. The first time I called, I had wild out and then fucked up my whole words, whatever.
All right. Yeah, well, but, go for it.
I think the 8-ounce gloves won't matter because Connor couldn't even knock out Paulie with a clean left hand. I was wondering, do you guys think a Canelo clean left hand with a drop Paulie? And then I think Floyd always wanted 8 ounce gloves, even when he at 154, even when he fought Oscar De La Hoya. So I think this is just a whole thing for Floyd going to have excuses, for nobody will make excuses for the Floyd fight.
That's what I think.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Las Vegas, 702. Talk to us. Drive-by. Drive-by!
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out all these MMA guys I talked to are talking about Conor's power and how this 8-ounce gloves now is going to make a big difference. And I try to talk sense in them, and I try to use some logic. So you're a boxing guy. I'm a boxing guy. Take out any disrespect to MMA. Just try to explain to me why guys like Pacquiao, guys like Miguel Cotto, guys that have been boxing just with their hands since they were 6, 7, 8 years old, that all they do, they're the best in the world at throwing hands. Explain to me how Conor McGregor has more power than a trained boxer, and he's never had a pro fight, 25 amateur fights, never fought with 8-ounce gloves, 10-ounce gloves. Explain to me with some logic how he is a harder puncher than De La Hoya and all these other guys that Mayweather's already beat. Take away the boxing skills, ring generalship, experience, all that stuff. Just, I'm talking on a power perspective alone. Can either of you two explain to me why Conor McGregor has a power advantage? Because I don't see it.
No, I absolutely cannot. But maybe the MMA guy on my panel can.
Very quickly, the idea that Conor McGregor doesn't have more power than anyone that's a trained professional boxer is just not true. That's just inaccurate. Does he have more power than, let's say, Miguel Cotto and Maidana, Oscar De La Hoya, Shane Mosley? No, absolutely not. Ricky Hatton? No, he doesn't. He doesn't have more power than those guys. Let's be honest. Does Conor maybe have a power advantage?
No, we don't know that. How do we know that he doesn't have more power?
Because those guys were heavy hitters in boxing.
All you have to do is go by an MMA. They're training in many disciplines, not just one. As a boxer, you're trained to throw hands. And so, to me alone, just using logic alone, yeah, there may be an outlier in MMA that has super heavy hands, you know. But as a whole, as a group, I would think that boxers would be much better at throwing hands than MMA.
They are, but that's not what you're asking. You're asking about power. Power is separate from technique.
Okay, but even I understand that, but you can still. What I'm saying though is a guy that is the same size as Conor. Okay, you got any guy that's 154. Okay, those guys that are trained and those guys that have the experience and those guys that all they do is throw hands. In my opinion, I think that the boxer is going to have more power on a case by case basis. But an MMA fighter, just because of their experience, because the MMA fighter may try to throw shots, all of them with power, instead of just loading up when the shots open, which will take away a power.
My friend, that is your 3-minute warning, which we were only giving people 45 seconds on that drive-by. Great call. We're going to 301.
Hey, what's up? I want to say that this is going to be a
first time caller, my friend.
Boy, third time caller. I'm the guy who said he been calling since Pauly versus Broner, man.
Okay,
third
okay.
Time caller. It's going to be a pretty boy Floyd performance, like he did against Gaddy. That's all I got to say. He's just going to unload on this guy, man.
All right, man. You know, the closer the fight gets, Matt. That's kind of how I'm seeing it. One of our callers, you know, they were speaking about it a little earlier, how, you know, this guy's never been 12, man. He's never been 12. If you're Floyd, you do him like Canelo Alvarez all the way into the fifth round, right around to the time he thinks, you know, he's comfortable. And then you step on the gas like he did Marcos Maidana. But you got to avoid them shots the way that you did Saul Canelo Alvarez in that fight, the way you looked in that fight. Even in the Roberto Guerrero fight, he was very elusive and just missing, having, obviously, Roberto Guerrero miss plenty of shots. My final thoughts are I think the glove matters in the sense that it puts more pressure on both men to perform. Their fans now have gotten, you know, that excuse out of the way. Both men are in gloves that can produce a knockout. And it's time to sit back and see, are those knockouts going to come? We have 10 days. So I suggest you get your travel in order or order your pay-per-view on your on your cable box set. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can follow my daily vlog, the vlog of Young Ali, the Border Wars, as we're preparing to do battle January 2018 on the 16th of January. You can check that out on Patreon.com/ The Boxing Voice.
And my final thoughts, gloves don't matter at all. This glove change has no bearing on the outcome of the fight, but it does have a bearing maybe on the hype of the fight, the build-up to the fight. It definitely seems to have made a connection with at least UFC fans. UFC fans for sure are saying this is making a difference. And now we're even hearing maybe even boxing fans going, oh, Mayweather's for sure getting the knockout. And that's, to me, that's the biggest question mark. Do we now get boxing fans actually buying this event? Because they think they're going to see a Mayweather knockout. I think it was a little bit split, a little bit more contentious, that question, maybe a few days ago. But now I think more boxing fans are thinking we're getting a knockout. And I wonder if the buy rate's going to go up even more because of that. Because the last demographic that was holding out, really, were boxing fans. And maybe Mayweather did the master stroke and got them sold to this event. So I can't wait to see what the numbers are, because this event is a numbers event. I don't care about the outcome. I care about what numbers it does, what records it breaks. That would be interesting to me. By Matt Tipster Hunt, you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Later.